Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us for the Max and Yeti Manderer Aleha Mashalom Elite Virtual Summer Beit Midrash program for 2 weeks of learning starting July 10th with celebrated educators Rabbanit Shani Tarragon, Mrs. Michal Horowitz, Mrs. Rivka Siegel, Mrs. Shalvi Friedman, Mrs. Rivka Marin, Abigail Meyer, and Dr. Hindi Posey. Class topics include Tanakh, Halacha, Jewish History, and Tikkun Hamidot. Register at ou.org/women/elite2023. ALIT 2023. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem Hei 145. It is the Tehillim that Rabbi Hirsch says in his introduction that this song and the five that follow it are the most important gifts which David gave us in Tehillim. These six Tehillim, beginning with 145 through the end, are part of Psukei Dezimra, and we say them every day. Tehillah LeDavid, this Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, which we call Ashrei, is the most important. It's the crown of the Psukei Dezimra. And the Gemara in Brachos Dalet Amud Beis, in Brachos 4b, tells us, Kol HaOmer Tehillah LeDavid Shalosh Pamim B'chol Yom, whoever says Tehillah LeDavid, this is the song of Ashrei, three times every day, Muftach Lo, he's guaranteed, Shehu Ben Olam Haba, that he is going to be a person destined for Olam Haba, because not only will he be in the future in this place of basking in the glory of the Shechina, but even in this world, he will be able to enjoy the glory of the Shechina, someone who says Ashrei three times a day. And why does it say three times? Three times is what we refer to as a chazaka in our lives. It's something that we're so used to doing. It's a routine. It's a habit. And when you say Ashrei three times a day, it changes your thoughts. It changes your habits because it is so positive. Your habits, your attitude, your speech becomes very, very positive. In the very short time we have to look at Ashrei, hopefully you'll get some idea of how to bring in this positivity into your life. The Perek is written in Aleph Bey's order because we want to show that we praise Hashem for everything from Aleph to Tuf, from A to Z. The prayer of Tehillah LeDavid, which we say every day three times, actually begins with Ashrei, two psukim of Ashrei, and it's praising the people who are saying Tehillah LeDavid. Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha from Perek 84, Pei Dalet, and Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, which we just did yesterday. Praiseworthy is the nation that understands that Hashem is his God or their God. But the idea is before we begin the greatest praises of God, we need to start by praising ourselves and seeing ourselves as praiseworthy. And once we see ourselves as praiseworthy, we now can begin to praise God. And so we start with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Tehillah LeDavid, a song or praise by David. Aromimcha, letter Aleph, Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech, I will elevate my God, the King. Rav Yechezkel Abramsky says, what does that mean, I'm going to elevate God? By praising Hashem, I will elevate Hashem in my eyes. Va'avarcha Shemcha Le'olam Va'ed, and I will bless your name forever. And not just once in a while forever, but Pasuk Beis, the letter Beis, B'chol Yom Avarcheka, every day I will praise you. V'halala Shemcha Le'olam Va'ed, and I will praise your name forever. By praising Hashem's name forever, it doesn't mean once in a while, it means every single day. Now, how can we praise Hashem's name forever? We don't live forever. So the Radak explains that those who bless Hashem, those who take advantage of all that Hashem gives them and uses it to move them forward, makes an eternal impact on the world, far beyond the actual moment. Pasuk Gimel, Gadol, Hashem umulal ma'od, v'ligdula so ein cheker. Hashem is great and very praiseworthy, and his greatness is beyond investigation. Our greatest understanding of Hashem is understanding that we don't understand. It's beyond investigation. And so the more you try to fathom Hashem's greatness, the more you appreciate that there's so much more that you can't see or you can't see yet. Because Pasuk Dalet, Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha, generation to generation will praise you. Each generation picks up where the previous one leaves off. The more we have new developments and discoveries, there's more to praise Hashem. So each generation sets a new foundation for the next generation to further see the glory of Hashem. So generation to generation can only increase the understanding and appreciation of how great God is. But at the same time, the more you understand and the more you see, the more you realize there's so much that you don't see. We're going to skip ahead to the letter Tes because we're not going to have time to do all the psukim. So now I want to just focus on a few more psukim in the Ashrei. Pasuk Tes, letter Tes. Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Hashem is good to all and his mercy is on all of his creations. This is referring to even all elements of nature. And the Radak brings down that from here we see that just like Hashem is good to all, we too need to be good to all, even the tiniest of creatures. And the Radak brings the story of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah, who said the following to his maidservant who was cleaning up the house. He said to his maidservant to allow the small mice to stay in the corner of the house and not sweep them so that they would die. Now moving on to letter Yud, Pasuk Yud. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha, all of your creatures, thank you. V'chasidecha yevarchucha, and your pious ones will bless you. What's the connection between the two? And Radak explains that nature doesn't thank God. Tulips can't talk, the river can't talk, oxygen doesn't talk. But the Radak explains that when man sees the tulips, when man uses the elements of nature and appreciates it, whatever it might be, it is as if nature itself is thanking God. And as we move on through the Aleph through Tuf, you will notice there is one letter not included as the first letter of a pasuk in Tehillah LeDavid, and that is the letter Nun, the missing Nun. Our rabbis tell us that the reason the letter Nun does not begin a pasuk in Ashrei is because Nun denotes, or we get the feeling of Nefilah, of falling, or either the glory of God falling or the glory of ourselves as falling. As it says in the pasuk in Amos, in the Navi Amos, Nafla lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael. The nation of Israel, specifically referring to the kingdom of Malchus Yisrael, the kingdom of the 10 tribes, will fall and never get up. And therefore we think of falling when we look at the letter Nun, and we want to stay in the positive place that this mizmar, that this song enables us to do, and therefore we don't use the letter Nun in this song. However, we do see the Nun in the next pasuk, because the next pasuk, Pasuk Yedaled, Someich Hashem l'chol hanuflim, Hashem supports all those who have fallen, V'zokeif l'chol hakfufim, and he straightens all those who are bent over, meaning who are in the process of falling and haven't fallen yet. When we fall, our Yetzer Hara tells us, forget it, you can't try it again, you're not good at this anyway, it won't work, you can't move on, you just stay put where you are, don't try. All those different things that our Yetzer Hara will tell us so that we stay down. But Hashem enables us to get up. So may Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Hashem supports those, all of those who have fallen, and enables them to get up and keep moving. Our job is to recognize this. And that's why it says in Mishle, Sheva yipol tzadik, become a tzaddik will fall 7 times and get up. Everybody falls 7 times. But the difference between a tzaddik, a good person, a righteous person, and a person who's not righteous is that they, the person who's not righteous, will not be able to move forward and get up or try again. A tzaddik, even though he made a mistake, is in the habit of getting up because he understands, Someich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Hashem supports all those who have fallen. And let's move on to the letter Pei, Pasuk to Zion, verse 16. This Pasuk is brought down as the most important Pasuk of Ashrei. So important that the Shulchan Aruch says if you say this Pasuk of Poseach es Yadecha without Kavana, without thought, you need to repeat it. Poseach es Yadecha umaspia l'chol chai ratzon. You open your hand and satisfy every living being with desire. And this is a difficult pasuk to translate because it's not clear whose desire. Do you satisfy every living being with their desire? Or do you satisfy every living being with the desire that you, Hashem, have for them? And the Mefarshim translated in different ways. But the Malbim explains the following. The desire opens the hands of God. What does this mean? Hashem gives us what we desire, but we need to desire it. And you need to think when you say this pasuk, what do you really want? In the Chachma Musar from Rav Simcha Zissel Mikel says the following. He gives an analogy. A person's walking by one field and sees beautiful trees, and then the adjacent field is full of thorns. How could this be? It's the same ground. It's the same climate. And it's simple to answer this because it depends on what you planted. In one field, they planted olive seeds. In the other field, they didn't plant anything, and so then, therefore, thorns grew. Hashem opens up his holy hand and gives according to the will of the person. So when we say this pasuk, we really need to stop and think, what do I really want? Sometimes you see kids, and they're crying and crying, and the parents say, tell us, what do you want? And the child doesn't even know how to articulate what he or she wants. And this is our time to think about what do we really want. The Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, in the Sifsei Chaim Amidos, Volume 2, says the following. He brings a medrash to accent this idea and emphasize this idea even further. There was a drunkard who loved to drink, and he sold items in his house in order to buy wine. His children saw this and thought, this can't happen. Our father can't do it. He's taking everything, and there's not going to be anything left in the house. So they wanted to figure out how to inspire him to stop selling his things to drink. So they gave him a lot of wine, and he became drunk, and they took him outside the city to the cemetery so that he would wake up and be sober and realize, oh my goodness, he's in a cemetery. Look what drinking is driving him to do, to die. So they follow through with their plan. They leave him in the cemetery, totally drunk. And as he was sobering up, a balagan was happening inside the city. And the messengers from the king's army came to take away necessities and food for the army. And of course, the wine merchants knew that the army is going to come and take wine. So they took all the wine and they brought it into the cemetery because they knew the soldiers wouldn't go into the cemetery to find food. So here it is, this man is waking up, this drunkard is waking up, becoming sober, and he opens his eyes, and what does he see? Vats and vats of wine. And what the Sifsei Chaim explains when he uses this medrash is that when someone really wants something, Hashem will help him to get it. When we say this pasuk in davening, it's a minhag, especially amongst the Sfardim, to open up your hands. Put your fingers upwards as you're saying Poseach es Yadecha, because not only does Hashem open up his hands to give us, we need to open up our hands to receive that which he gives us. Now, sometimes we really want something. We sincerely want something. We sincerely understand that we think it's the best thing for us. And nonetheless, we don't receive it. So Pasuk Yud Zayin helps us to understand this. Pasuk Yud Zayin, letter Tzadi, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. Hashem is righteous in all his ways and is a chassid. He's above and beyond. He's pious. He does chesed with all that he gives us. And there may be a situation that at times what we think is what we want does not fit with the ratzon Hashem, the will of God for us. And therefore, we could also look at Poseach es Yadecha, that Pasuk Hashem opens his hands and gives everyone what God's will is for each person, so that each person can be in sync and have what they need to do God's will. The next three verses, starting with the letter Kuf and then Resh, and Shin now talk about God's unique relationship with those special people, with the tzaddikim, with the pious people, with the people who are very, very close. Because although Hashem is good and gives to everything and everyone in the world, Hashem has a special relationship with those who are close to Him. And with that, we'll move to the last pasuk, the letter Tav, pasuk Chaf Aleph 21. Tehilas Hashem yidaber pi. My mouth will speak of praises to Hashem. Notice how we end the way we started. At the beginning, it's Tehilah leDavid, a praise by David. And when we get to the end of the song, it's a praise, but it's my praise. David's praise has become mine. And as a result of me praising Hashem, Vivarech kol basar shem kadsho leolam va'ed, and all flesh will bless His holy name forever. And there are a number of ways that we can look at this beautiful pasuk. When I say it, I think of myself as the soloist and the whole world is singing around me. And when I talk about the whole world, it's not just the whole world at this moment. It's the whole world forever and ever and ever, from this moment and before this moment. Everyone's singing forever. And when I'm here in my moment, my praise becomes the solo. The Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tshuva how one person's mitzvah can be machria, can decide how the whole world will be judged. One person's voice, one person's song of praise can determine the whole symphony of the universe. And now you have to be careful, because when you're reading it in Tehillim, without thinking, you're going to start saying, V'anachnu nevarech ka me'ata v'yad olam. And that's not in the Tehillim. But it was added by Rav Amram Gon when he included it as part of Ashrei. And the reason that he added this pasuk, V'anachnu nevarech ka, and we will all praise God, me'ata v'yad olam, from now until forever, hallelujah, is because the next five songs of Tehillim begin and end with the word hallelujah. Hallelujah is the most profound, powerful word of praise. And Rav Amram Gon didn't want it to be that in our tefillah in Ashrei, which is the highlight of Psukei Dezimra, it wouldn't end with the word hallelujah like the ones following it. And therefore, he added the last pasuk of Tehillim Kuf Tes Vav 115, Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka, in order to end the Ashrei prayer with Hallelujah. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.